T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Take me back to August 20th, Bruce. You know, your daughter is born, and I know exactly how busy that is for a new dad, but did you have any idea what was coming next for your family?
No, not at all. Just thinking about the baby and my wife and that they should both be healthy, and that was really about it.
All right, so you live part of the time in Houston, and you also have a home in Miami. After Gabriella was born August 20th, kind of take us through what happened in the days that followed.
Sure. So she was born on a Sunday, and then she and my wife got out of the hospital on Tuesday, and then we were still here in Houston. And then the hurricane started to arrive on Saturday night. So she was about 3 or 4 days, well, almost a week old at that point. And we were just hunkering down in our apartment in Houston, hoping the thing would pass without too much damage or problems. And when we woke up Sunday morning, all the streets were flooded. And that's when we started seeing the news reports and seeing the floods outside on the streets right in front of where we live. And we were kind of stuck in the home at that point. We couldn't go anywhere.
All right, so when do you get out of Houston? You know, because I'm assuming at this point Gabriella's too small. You can't fly, so you decide to go to your other home in Florida?
Right, so not immediately. We stayed in Houston for a few days, almost a week actually. And then we started seeing articles in the newspaper and on TV, reports about chemical plants exploding and oil refineries shutting down and needing to let lots of toxic fumes into the air. And we started to get a little concerned about our baby having to breathe all of that stuff, especially when we could just as easily be in Miami. So we decided Labor Day weekend's coming. Why don't we spend Labor Day weekend driving to Miami and getting situated over there?
And then along comes Irma.
Yeah, so first of all, we still had to deal with Harvey because the direct route out of Houston to Miami, straight to Florida, is Interstate 10. But thanks to Harvey, Interstate 10 was flooded in the Port Arthur Beaumont area, so you couldn't get through Interstate 10. So instead, we decided to drive up to Dallas, and we spent a night up in Dallas, and one of my kids lives up there, so we got to visit with him and his wife. And then from there, we took the rather circuitous route through, you know, we drove to the Louisiana border and went through northern Louisiana down into Mississippi. So just took a completely different route, a longer route, to get to Florida from Dallas. And as we were on our way to Florida, some of my friends on Facebook were messaging us, turn around, there's a hurricane coming. But I've lived part-time in Florida for almost 20 years now, and every summer we hear there's a hurricane coming. So for people that live in Florida, you know, you kind of take it with a grain of salt. And, you know, you take a wait-and-see sort of attitude. And so we continued our trip into Florida, and everything was good for the first day or two. And then the news reports started getting a little scary.
So how did your home in Florida come through Irma?
Well, we don't know for sure yet. we live on the top floor of an apartment building, which the roof has actually leaked in the past. So we're going to try to go back next week and see what kind of condition it's in. So we don't know. We know the power went off for about 12 to 24 hours. But in terms of our And the rest of the building is fine, but being as we're on the top floor and that roof has leaked in the past, I'm not quite sure what awaits us when we get back. But we have hurricane-grade windows and very heavy doors there, so I'm confident no glass problems, but the roof is a bit of a concern.
So your baby daughter is 25 days old today. That's a lot of living, Bruce, in 25 days.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. She's driven through five states twice, she's been a real trooper at it. I mean, she's been very quiet in her baby seat in the car. The vibrations seem to put her to sleep. But she's definitely had lots of firsts for a baby that's 25 days old.
Bruce, would you ever have imagined if we were sitting here a month ago what the month to follow would be like for you and your family?
No, we never could have imagined that. We were planning the drive to Florida because my wife was going to get involved in an incubator program there. So we knew we were going to drive at some point, but we ended up leaving a couple weeks sooner than we had planned just to get away from the bad air here in Houston. We would have foreseen either of these hurricanes coming, and certainly not right in the path where we were at, and certainly not all the damage that they brought with them.
So when Gabriella is old enough to understand this story, do you think she'll believe it?
At this point, she can Google her name and see it. But, I'm sure she's going to find it absolutely unbelievable. We've tried to take pictures of her and some video of her so she can see what she's been through. But I'm sure she'll be quite shocked. It's quite a life for the first month.
And when it comes to Dad, could you do without having to deal with another hurricane for a while?
Yeah, for sure. Two of them in a matter of 2 weeks is kind of crazy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.